are invited to tune in to The QR Code with your hosts, Ramses Ja and Q Ward.
The Q in the QR code goes by the name of Q Ward.
The voice you just heard is the R in the QR code. He goes by the name Ramses Ja.
Every Monday through Thursday at 6 a.m.
Be sure to join us next time as we share our news with our voice from our perspective. And until then,
peace.
Peace.
KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Thank you for coming out today in solidarity. It means absolutely everything. This is how we show the companies and the cops, everybody, that workers stick together no matter what. We're showing them what a picket line looks like when we say don't cross and we mean don't cross. So let's just keep up. Let's just keep it up and keep going stronger.
Good memories are forever. Set the dog on the tombstone. If you're living underneath the bridge, man, all roads lead to home. I got a hidden flask, I'm paid in cash, got a cross above my bed. You know, I hitchhiked from Chicago, and a man walked up and said, this is a union town, a union town.
This is KPFK's Working Voices. I'm your host, Joe Ayala, president of NABIT CWA Local 53.
And I'm your co-host, Marissa Remsky of CWA Local 9003.
And in this morning's show, we kick off our Working Voices Labor Day week with Steve Zeltzer taking us to a rally outside of the Superior Courthouse in Richmond, Virginia, against the attacks and arrests of CNH workers. Featuring labor union music provided by Billy Bragg, Michael Rouse, Teamster Horseman, and J.W.A. Grimm as Shatoya Thomas Fleming. All this and more as we gear up to celebrate Labor Day. This is Working Voices.
First up this morning, Steve Zeltzer takes us to the Teamsters National Black Caucus Convention in New Orleans to hear panel speeches from former ATU 1560 president Valerie Jefferson and independent black journalist, New Orleans activist C.C. Campbell Rock.
We must fight for from the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. Wars have always been the bosses wiser. Just laws cannot defeat us. But who defend the workers who cannot organize? When the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us. Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow.
Johannes Danye. We're having a solidarity rally for the 10 people that got arrested. And so it's just to basically let everyone know that we do have the right to strike and we can't just be, you know, silenced.
And they've arrested 10 people.
Yeah.
The union and others are demanding they drop their charges. What's going to happen? You think they will drop the charges?
I'm confident there's enough evidence to show that, you know, we weren't, that the charges can be dropped. But, you know, we can't hold our breath for anything. We'll see what happens. I was arrested.
What happened?
We were walking away from the picket line, really, is what happened. And then the cops charged us. I guess they had, they had plans to arrest everybody there, but couldn't do it fast enough. So they just got who they can. It was excessively violent. They were just getting on top. They got on top of me, like two guys got on top of me. They started like bending my, you know, my legs all the way back behind me, trying to like hog tie me. I don't even know what they were trying to do with that, but it was like eight cops on one guy. You know, it doesn't make sense for somebody walking away.
How many people were arrested?
10 people, 10 people.
And I understand that picketers were hit by scabs, people working there, they were injured. Why don't you talk about that? What happened?
Yeah, some of the truck drivers driving in and out of the facility were not respecting the picket lines at all. And some of them were going as far as even hitting some of the picketers with their cars and trucks.
Have any of them been arrested?
No, they have not.
So I guess it's okay to hit somebody on the picket line.
Yeah, if you work for the company, if you're scabbing, I guess it's okay. Yep.
So what do you think the significance of this struggle at CNH is for the union?
It's extremely significant. If we don't have the right to strike, we don't have any power, you know. So if that's taken away from us, then they can take away everything else, really. So it's of the utmost importance to make sure that we defend this right.
And they spend a lot of money on scabs, millions of dollars.
They ship them out all the way from Louisiana. They'll bust them out from Louisiana just because they could pay them. Over there, they got like, a $2 minimum wage? So like $20 an hour sounds like it's $1 million to them. But it's, yeah.
So you think they're going to be successful?
With trying to break down the strike? No, I don't, no. Absolutely not.
So the ILWU said they're demanding the district attorney here drop the charges. Is that going to happen, you think?
If she's smart, yeah.
So they'll get, otherwise there are going to be a lot more people involved?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be way more people involved. It's going to be the whole courthouse is going to be filled up with people in support.
So, what were you charged with?
Obstruction, resistance, and there are two other ones. But one of them, I believe resistance was of an officer was the felony, and the three others were the misdemeanors.
So you were charged with a felony?
Yeah.
Walking away from a picket line.
Is
that the first time you've been arrested?
Yeah, first time.
Were you surprised that they did that?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I didn't. I saw the cops there, but I didn't expect them to do any. I thought it was just like a deterrent, like a visual deterrent more than a physical deterrent, you know? So, yeah.
And where does the union stand? Local 10. What have they done?
Oh, they bailed out the longshoremen that were arrested, and we're being represented by union lawyers, so they're doing a lot for us.
How long have you been a member of ILWU?
6 years.
You like it?
I love it. Best job in the world. Yeah.
Why is it the best job in the world?
Oh, it's a high paying blue collar job with not, you know, without a high level, you know, you don't need to be educated. You can just be a hardworking person and make a decent living, which is what everybody should have. And why wouldn't I love it?
You have respect.
Yeah.
And solidarity.
Yes. Yeah.
And it seems like the union is saying they're going to defend you.
Yes. Yes. We have union lawyers that are representing us. So, yeah.
What can people do who want to support you?
Just showing up to the court appearances. That's how we let the cops know that it's not, you know, when they touch any one of us, they're touching all of us. Yeah, just more solidarity. I think solidarity is the best thing we could do. Showing up for each other, that's the best thing we could do.
Yo, I've been hearing a lot of trash talk about unions, saying these ain't the friends to be choosing, out for themselves, not for others. You might have heard unions ain't good for your health, brother. Well, let me spit it for you, got something to say. It's because of unions, we got an 8-hour workday. This ain't no commercial break, my friend. Unions are the peeps who brought you the weekend. Probably never think about it, la-di-da-di. Unions fought hard for your right to party. They're out there to ease your tension with decent wages, health care, and pensions. Now it's like unions blamed for bad weather. But tell me what's wrong with solidarity forever. I want to shout it on high and get it off my chest. The story here is fighting for those who have less. So when unions are bad guys in the propaganda war, think what they've done, where they stand, who they fight for.
I am Janae Roberts. I work at DCK6 Amazon Delivery Station in San Francisco. I am also an Amazon Teamsters Local 2785. Today, we are here in support of the Crockett 10 from Local 6 of the ILWU, who have trumped up charges from their militant picket line. They were well within their right. And of course, when the company wanted to pull the plug, of course, they called the police, and the police did what they always do, which is...
Were you encouraged about the action of Local 10 walking off the jobs and supporting...
I was very encouraged by the actions of Local 10, because that's exactly what we need to bring Amazon to the table. We actually need to use them as an example, withhold our labor, hold up picket lines, don't cross the picket line, and continue to do that until we get what we need as the working class.
Our voice is your voice.
That's right. That's right.
See, what I'm about to do right now,
what's that?
Is hopefully get inside your head. Because this is a message.
So wake up, America.
This is a message.
What?
This is a message.
What? So wake up, America.
What we gonna do? This is a message.
What?
This is a message.
What? So wake up, America.
What we gonna do? This is a message.
What?
This is a message.
What? So wake up, America.
What we gonna do?
See, it's all about this message. For all of you, it's protected. I'm in this labor movement and it's steadily impressive. So wake up, America, time for roll call. An injury to one is injury to all. Organize, educate, motivate against corporate America and serve them on a plate. You ask, who are we? I'm straight middle class. Register to vote, cause this is your chance to annihilate and increase union density with intensity. You don't have to tell me. You ask, who are we? I'm a straight union member, warehouse selector, putting this together. I pay dues, still play by the rules. Point of view, never walked in these shoes. My I'm in drive, yes, registered voter, West Union supporter, 63 soldiers for next generation. Let's get involved, I approve of this message, so we can stand tall. I got your back, this is where it all starts. My name is Mike Robles, and this is from the heart.
So wake up, America.
What we gonna do? This is the message.
What?
This is the message.
What? So wake up, America.
What we gonna do? This is the message.
What?
This is the message.
What? So wake up, America.
What we gonna do? This is the message.
What?
This is the message.
What? So wake up, America.
What we gonna do? This is the message.
What?
This is the message.
For all the blood, sweat, and tears, they've been doing this for years. Half of the battle is conquering the fear. So please listen to this message that I have to say through United Trades Radio music display, loud and clear. I need all your eyes and ears. To all my peers, I vow to volunteer. It's a lifestyle.
Follow me.
Better yet, the motto: respect, dignity, take it full throttle.
Come together,
brothers and sisters, to all my trade unionists, real activists. Raise your fist, join us in this fight. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Unite everybody, what we gotta do. This anti-American, call it all veterans. Brand new brethren, protect your mother and
so wake up,
message.
America,
what we gonna do? This is the message,
what?
This is the message.
What? So wake up, America,
what we gonna do? This is the message,
what?
This is the message.
What? So wake up, America,
what we gonna do? This is the message,
what?
This is the message.
What? So wake up, America,
what we gonna do? This is the message,
what?
This is the message.
What?
To all my warehouse men.
This is the message. This is the message.
To all my Class A drivers.
This is the message. This is the message.
To all unions.
This is the message. This is the message.
To all my registered voters.
This is the message. This is the
my family and friends.
This is a message, this is a message.
Unite till the end.
This is a message, this is a message.
So wake up, America. So wake up, America. So wake up, America.
You're listening to Working Voices on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
My name's Amalia. I'm a supporter of the Internationalist Group and the Revolutionary Internationalist Youth. And I'm one of the defendants. I was one of the people who was arrested on July 21st. I'm going to read a statement of solidarity from the Oakland Education Association. They said, "The Oakland Education Association stands with the CNH sugar workers of ILWU Local 6 as they enter their second month on strike in Crockett, California. Our union share a home in the East Bay, as well as the common struggle to defend healthcare benefits for our members. CNH Sugar has proposed eliminating workers' retiree health benefits, throwing retired workers off their health plans. OEA understands that solidarity between unions upholds the Health Benefits Governance Board in OUSD, and has prevented the district in recent years from cutting back on our benefits. We extend that solidarity to ILWU Local 6 because an injury to one is an injury to all."
That's right.
OEA and ILWU have a history of mutual support as we stood shoulder to shoulder with ILWU Local 10 in April 2022 to fight privatization of Oakland schools and Oakland's port. Lastly, we support ILWU longshore workers who are refusing to offload a shipment of sugar currently in the harbor from the Philippines, which was reportedly harvested on the site of the Toboso massacre, an armed confrontation leading to the death of 19 individuals this April, including miners, community organizers, and a journalist at the hands of the Philippine Army. No blood in our sugar. Solidarity with ILWU Local 6 workers on strike.
There were wives and children hidden from the soldiers and the cops. The governor had called them in. This illegal miners' strike must be stopped. In the countryside at the bottom of the state, in Colorado, just outside Ludlow, stands a monument to commemorate the deaths of innocents just below. Just under the miners' tents, with the National Guard called in, the situation grew intense. The miners hit their next of kin. In a trench not much bigger than a grave, the wives and the children of the miners hid. They were hushed and told, "Be brave." Nobody could believe what the soldiers then did. The tents were set all ablaze, oh, with the hopes the miners would back down. But women and children died in the haze, and the local law went back to town. They talked of the confrontation in defense of the chaos they inspired. They wrote of the minor anarchists killing their own children with fire. And so they died that day in the spring with the promise of warmer weather on a desolate place destiny would bring. A battle for dignity and imminent surrender. Now all those miners have passed on,
both victims and survivors in God's embrace. But while those that were there are gone, this monument stands in their place.
My name is Kat. I'm a retired ATU 1555 train operator.
And what brought you here to this hearing today?
We're here because we recognize what happened to the ILWU can happen to anybody. And so we passed a motion in our union, which said an injury to one is an injury to all, right? It didn't actually say that.
Was there any opposition in the local to that? What happened?
No, there was no opposition. It passed unanimously. We had no struggle in getting this passed. What the difficulty is that not everybody can be here, but workers could see that this was directly affecting them and that they needed to be out here, right? Because there's two forces involved in this struggle. There's their forces, which is at court today. We're here because of their forces, but our forces are here to say this cannot stand. Police attacking picket lines cannot stand. And the only way to get the labor movement off their knees is to stand up. And we need to stand up now, because otherwise we won't be able to stand up later, and they will have, their knee on everyone's back. And we have to learn to struggle together in one big fist. The workers must be united, or we will be defeated.
One day stronger.
The 1% is just full of corruption. Now it's time for the 99. Cause we're drinking quarter waters and Dolan sipping wine. They talk about strikes and union dues, but they have no answers for the real issues. Like a livable wage and enough sick days. A pension plan for the retirement age. We are the UNION. And we're taking a stand and we're organizing. We're taking control of our destiny. Like a fearless lion, you can't mess with me. Cause we have the right to organize. So don't get deceived by the fear and lies. They try to be slick and offer us bribes and ask for second chances just like the wolf fries.
One day stronger.
We bargain together, more strength in numbers, true solidarity. This is my family, this is our destiny. CWA, I'm not going away. That's the slogan I say when they try to put fear in me. Stop. CWA, red band on the right hand, 1109 UNION.
One day stronger, another day longer.
What my labor sowing. We face irregularities with solidarity, collectively bargaining to gain some clarity. We're living in poverty, it's really bothering me. We're going to the table to end this policy. United we stand, divided we beg. I'm just a finger in the fist over your head. Check it, here I stand like MLK, like Harriet Tubman in the slavery days. Here I stand with the underground movement, going against currents, fighting for improvement. This how we do it, making all the sacrifice, living
living in darkness, we finally see the light. CWA, we have overcome, divided we beg, together we bargain.
United we stand, divided we beg, we are the union.
Church.
My respect, my dignity, we are the union.
Judy Barrett.
Two workers have come under attack, the last strike.
Right. Our union has come under attack. A lot of other unions have gone on strike in the Bay Area. And we need to strengthen the picket lines, make sure that hands off. I mean, historically, there have been violence against strikers, and this it needs to stop. And even if it doesn't stop, you still need to fight against it.
And so, are you surprised that they were running down picketers, not Crockett? I mean, apparently none of the people who were did that are facing trial or for running down pickets.
Was I surprised? Well, yes, but at the same time, I know there's been violence on picket lines against strikers. So that's why we're here, because you can't just let it happen and not try to fight it, and also bring attention to it so that not just other union workers, but other workers can show out and support it. You got to start somewhere, and this is where we're starting, and it can go on to something much bigger if we build the numbers. That's what it comes down to.
Do workers have the power in this country?
I believe they do. They just have to use it and show, stand together.
You gave the asphalt a cave and then looked back at me and said that is a word from the wise ones indeed. When you've been here this long, one day you belong. One day you wake up and forget what seemed wrong. As the first day of May, well, it quietly passed by. As the buses surrendered by the night. And you curse when I say words like living and wage. Say I made my house out of mud, so should they. Ball field is level. Let's play! I think of the bullets, the blood and the rage, the winning that is stir up the 8-hour day. Seems the masters found themselves to rat the cage, and the price for a union is great. Well, they gave her a raise, so the raise up her rent. She says, I'll never burst from this box that I'm in. But she's too scared to talk, step off the sidewalk. She shrugs it all off as the luck of the draw. And the labor you tried has been robbed from your kind. With dirt on your head and sweat in your eyes. If the fortunate son really wants to eat dust, well, I'm sure there's a good chance he'll be hired. But I never will raise as long as I sleep on the job. So, yeah, you think, brother, you know we're all in this alone. Take what you can get, break all but your bones. And when they finally ask, well, what have you done? Say, life is a game and I'm done!
You've been listening to Steve Zeltzer with speeches and interviews from last week's Crockett 10 rally outside the Richmond Superior Courthouse. But before we return to this morning's show, let me tell you, you don't want to miss next week's Labor Day special when our executive producer, Dan McCrory, returns for an interview with the Deputy Director of the Economics Policy Institute, Jennifer Shearer about her new publication, The Case for Tripling Union Membership, exclusively for Working Voices on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Lila Downs. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, globally on kpfk.org.
Si porque te quiero, quieres
llorona que yo... And now we return to Steve Zeltzer with speeches and interviews from last week's Crockett 10 rally.
So we're going to hear today from Miss Lovett, the mother of Jelani Lovett, who was killed, who was murdered by the police, by the prison guards in the L.A. County Jail. She's a former member of ILWU Local 6. Let's hear it for Miss Lovett.
I'm glad to see so many here supporting Local 10 as well as Local 6. I'm a former member, as he said, of Local 6. I'm retired now, but that's still my union. I still stand with the unions to fight against the oppressed. I stand against impacted family members as well, for mothers that have lost their children due to police violence. Police killing our kids, black and brown people suffering at the hands of the racist and deputy gang cops. We have to get rid of them. And the only way we're going to get rid of them is we unite as one and we stand together. We're stronger together. We're stronger together in any fight that we go up against. We have to love and care for one another. We have to have each other's back in any cause. With the sugar fight, with the people in Pakistan, we have to have one another's back. That's the only way that change is going to come. It's more of us than it is of them.
That's right.
And I stand against with the oppressed because we are an oppressed people. And I stand with, I fight LA sheriffs every day, and I will continue to fight for the justice and the accountability of my child. And I don't just fight for my child. I fight for every human life that's lost in that jail. Because those lives are our future. So I just want to thank everybody out here that came out here to defend the 10. And I demand that they drop all the charges.
Well, my mother never told me what was right or what was wrong. Never taught me to play guitar, never taught me to write songs. One thing that she taught me I'll remember for all time. That's that you should never walk across a picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the Union, cross my heart and hope to die. I should ever walk across a picket line.
She took me to the factory where the workers were on strike. The company had called in staff to break the union's might. Mom went to the front and she addressed those greedy swine. Said, I dare any of you men to walk across the picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the union, cross my heart and hope to die. Why should ever walk across a picket line?
One of them came forward and he had something to say. No woman will stand between me and one day's pay. I don't care about the others, I am taking what is mine. That we tried to walk across our union's picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the union, cross my heart and hope to die. If I should ever walk across a picket line.
Mom called him a dirty scab and gave him two pieces of her mind. She picked up and she threw every rock that she could find. And when he called the cops on her, she kicked his behind and said, that's what you get when you walk across a union's picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line.
Solidarity forever don't mean just sometimes. Long live the Union, cross my heart and hope to die. I should ever walk across a picket line.
Fiddle! Remember what my mother used to say. We're fighting for a better world, not just for better pay. And if we stick together, then we'll win this fight in time. As long as we don't walk across each other's picket lines.
Everybody! I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever don't mean just sometimes. Long live the Union, cross my heart and hope to die. I should ever walk across a picket line. I should ever walk across a picket line.
I'm Neville from Local 10, Neville Wallace.
And there's what's going to be a trial or arraignment here today. What happened at Crockett in CNH?
Really, they asked us to leave. We was walking away, and they cut us off pretty much and didn't let us walk away. So we're here now, and they haven't filed charges yet. So we have a year to wait. If you got a felony now, I understand you have 3 years to wait. But if it wasn't a felony, like I didn't get the felony, it was a misdemeanor, I have to wait for a year to have a year to file charges. So we just a waiting game to see what happens. And
you think they're trying to hold it over your head that they haven't filed the charges?
Definitely. If we have to have another work strike, not even strike, like I'm not sure what you would call it because it really wasn't a strike, but if we have to have a port shut down, maybe. So they just have something. They have something extra to put on us. I don't know.
And the people that ran over pickets, there were scabs or truckers that ran into strikers who were picketing or workers that were picketing. What happened to them?
For all this I know, I haven't heard anything that happened because a few people got hit by a car and it was a lot going on. I was right there when it happened and he ran through a crowd of picketers, like punched the gas and ran through it. It's a good thing nobody died for real because he could have ran them over.
That's frightening.
A truck did it. Like a PT Cruiser or whatever kind of car it was did it. It was a few cars did it. Those are the two I saw, but it was crazy.
And that company, CNH, they also tried to bring in replacements to unload the ship.
As far as I know, they did try to bring some people to take over our jurisdiction, in which we have a written contract with them for that. So really, they went against their own contract to do what they was doing. It's all in our contract that we can't cross a picket line because it's unsafe for the workers. So they went against their own contract.
And how has this struggle changed your local? Has it brought unity or solidarity? What do the members feel about what's going on?
I think everybody kind of upset about it. We always been, it's a pretty strong union. We all, you have to work there to know, because we all like grind it from the bottom to come up together. So it's like, we already like together and united. So, you know, when the struggle comes, we like family. It's your family going to step in. No, so
an injury to one is an injury to all.
Definitely, that's our motto.
So if the contract is not, they don't get a contract in 60 days, they've gone back to work. What do you think is going to happen? What should happen if they don't have a contract?
If they don't get the contract, man, so we should be out there. I'll be there. So no, I don't know, man. We should be out there definitely, at least to show your face and you know show your support. Like, it's no reason. I don't know exactly what's going on with their contract, but I heard they was, like, trying to take retirement and all type of stuff away from them. So that's horrible. Like when you're too old to work, what happens to you? When you did this job all your life and now you can't work anymore and now you can't even feed your family no more because they wanted to take away your benefits that they wrote on paper. They wrote in a legal binding contract to give you that. And now they want to take it. That don't make sense to me. So that's something to, you know, there's something to fight for. They could do it to anybody. The United States was based on that. So just like they took a lot of the, what is those things called? They had them all in Detroit and stuff. The metal workers and all that. They took that away. Like, that's what they're going to do to everybody. That's a lot. That's a lot of families and lives you destroy.
And these tech billionaires that want to bring in AI and robotics to get rid of workers, that's a pretty dire situation if they automate all these industries.
Yeah, that's insane. What that's going to do to the people? What happened when you put people out in the streets with nowhere to eat? They all had jobs, working people. Now they can't feed their family. Desperate men do desperate things. So it's not that you're not going to make the world better doing that, for sure. Because now you got hungry people, desperate, and trying to find a way to live. What way they going to find if robots got their job? Who even going to buy your products? Like, it hurts everybody all the way around. I don't understand how they don't see that. Like, before with, I think it was Henry Ford, who made 8-hour work days and gave them the same pay because the people was working too much to even buy the stuff that they were selling. So he said, let me give them 8-hour work days. And that increased the economy because now people have time to go buy the things that they want. Who going to buy your stuff? Who going to have a job to work to make the money to buy your stuff? That's going to hurt everybody.
And there's San Francisco had a general strike in 1934. There was a general strike in Oakland in 1946. It was the last general strike in the United States. You think we're going in that direction? Because it seems like they're attacking more and more workers all over the country, all over the world.
I don't fully know, but I just know that they are trying to get rid of unions. And just how I look at it, if you're treating your workers good and doing everything to your workers that you're supposed to and upholding your word, why would you have to get rid of the union? It's not
that you want slave labor.
Exactly. Exactly. Unless you're not paying, if you don't want to pay nobody to work and you want them to work for free, that's the only reason you'll be getting rid of the union, because all the union do is make you stand for what you said you would do. So if you're going to just tell somebody anything and not give them what you told them, that's the only reason you will attack the union, because that's all they do is make sure you hold your contract, your word. You said, if you work for me for this amount of time, I'm going to pay you until you pass away, or I'm going to give you your 401k or whatever. And now you're going back on your word and don't want to hold that. That's the only reason why you would get rid of a union. Because all the union do is make you stand on your word.
And a flag, they shouted in the street. I promise you the moon while they're shackling your feet. Strong man strut with a golden crown of lies. That's not democracy, that's how freedom dies. It's the F word creeping at the door. A 30-turion thunder dressed as patriot lore. Trump gets his way, he's selling out your soul. Enemies of truth, they silence every voice. Rig the game and say, hey, the people had a choice. Call it MAGA pride, but the mask is paper thin. It's fascism rising, don't you let it win. It's the F word, dangerous and loud. Democracy is gasping underneath the crowd. The F word, we've seen this show before. Fists in the air.
the truth ignite. The people still have power when we stand and fight. No fascist future, no dictator's dream. We're the wall of resistance, we're democracy's team. Together, one day at a time. We've seen the book, we know the plot. A fascist future is all they've got. But people power burns too bright. We'll crush the darkness with our light.
With Boots Riley, who's a filmmaker, and I was just in New Orleans, and there was a panel there talking about resegregation, attack on black representation, fascism. Are you concerned about what's happening as far as what's the effort to take away the black representation in the South?
Well, we know that that's the cycle that there's going to be. I think I'm more excited about some of the things that have been shown, where black folks are getting more involved in radical struggle and are seeing how to use class struggle as a lever against capital to change some of these things. I don't think that pure representation politics are what's going to get us freedom. And we've seen that, right? We've seen that argument from the 50s when people were like, we need more black police. We've seen that argument where people are like, if only we had a black president. So the idea of it being purely about representation is one that sidetracks us from the actual material struggle for liberation. But what we're seeing with the fascist ramp up, that is a side effect of, is something that is disturbing, right? And but I feel I'm more hopeful than I am disturbed, because I'm seeing people organize. I'm seeing not just radical politics of people online. I'm seeing people organizing on the job. I'm seeing, I'm seeing all sorts of examples that where people are voicing the fact that they want a more radical world. They want a just world, and they want one that they would rather us have a world in which the people not only democratically elect our representatives, but democratically control the wealth that we create with our labor.
And there's a rise of fascism, not just in the United States, but internationally. There have been general strikes in San Francisco, in Oakland, even in New Orleans in 1872. You think a general strike is the kind of thing that could challenge attempted coup, attempted martial law?
It depends on the aims of that general strike. Do I think a general strike is the way that the working class under capitalism can start to express its power? Yes. I think that when we look at revolutions that happened around the world, whether it's Russia, whether it's Cuba, whether it's even Vietnam, you had general strikes that not only radicalized the working class, but they were able to destabilize the power base of the capitalists. And that's the reason why, there were thousands of strikes from 1905 to 1917. People just don't pay attention to that. Sometimes people push back and say, it's trade unionism. Well, it's only trade unionism if you're just saying all we need are these little reforms. But if you're if you are understanding that this is how you help people understand how to use their power. And at some point during those more revolutionary strikes, you had people just being like, no, you don't get, not, this isn't just a strike. You don't get the factory back. Right. And so I think that it is a necessary step in our road to having a revolution.
And the effort of Trump to, you know, continue this war in Iran, to threaten to invade Cuba, I mean, in Venezuela. I mean, actually, the oil now in Venezuela is going to the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, colonialism.
Yeah.
How is that going to be stopped?
Well, you know, an interesting example to from that whole thing is this, is like, what gave the U.S., what has given the U.S. most pause in its attack on Iran? Has it been Iran firing back? I don't know, but what we do know is the number one thing that gave them pause was the Strait of Hormuz being blocked. Their access to capital that they think is their own, being blocked. And that goes back to the other point, which is, has enough power to sway the military plans of the biggest imperialists in the world. We have the same amount of swaying power to be able to stop capital as the working class. We have way more than that. We have the ability to have thousands of Straits of Hormuz to be able to have something to say about it. So I think the only way is going to be for us to organize on the job. You know, I think sometimes folks that consider themselves revolutionary figure that organizing on the job is something less than revolutionary, but it's part of the struggle. People don't just start shooting and being part of a revolution. Even, you know, we talk about the guerrilla movements, the ones that were effective were the ones like Cuba, where they had a general strikes happening.
The issue of fascism, I mean, there is a fascist movement.
Yeah.
And there's growing opposition to that. How do you see organizing? I mean, if Trump and the ICE try to take ballots away, try to shut down the election, or they start raiding, they've got 1,000 election inspectors going to districts. One of the things that's happened is the European dock workers who have had they're calling for an International Day of Action on October the 30th. They're going to shut ports down to stop the imperialist war and the attack on working class all over the world. Is that kind of action of unity of workers around the world?
Those actions of unity are very important. What they do, they send a warning signal to the ruling class saying, this is what we can do. And they send a message for us to be able to organize other folks in the working class and be able to point to that. When it's one day, is it able to be effective? No. As far as a bargaining chip, but it is able to be effective as an organizing tool, right? We see that they were in Italy, the dock workers were able to get their right-wing prime minister to send a boat to guard the flotilla. And that was because they had a multi-day strike that was indefinite, right? At the time, obviously. Those sorts of actions are what we're going to need. Now, the question of where different parts of the working class are in the ability, in their willingness to do that, that's up to us. We have to be struggling around many different things. We're not going to all of a sudden show up on a job site and say, let's strike for Palestine. It's just people aren't there because we haven't got them there yet. And we have to organize around the issues that where people are at right now. And it's not that people don't care about those things. They don't see how their power could affect it. They have to be involved in these other struggles to be able to see that. Italian dock workers, they've been involved in a lot more struggles, and it wasn't just for grander radical things. It was for all these little things. I was in France when, you know, they were raising the retirement rate by 2 years and they shut the city down. And now, is that a revolutionary thing to do it for that? No, but it's revolutionary in the sense that you are preparing the working class for larger struggles as well.
And I mean, there hasn't been a national general strike in the United States ever.
Yeah.
But it seems like we're going in that direction. I mean, with Trump, they're pushing and pushing.
I think so. But the thing is that we have a long way to go to create that mass militant radical labor movement that we need.
Okay, thank you.
That was Steve Zeltser from his Labor Video YouTube channel, where you can now go to see the entire panel discussion. And for more videos and insights from Steve Zeltser, you can always go to his Labor Video YouTube channel, or now you can find him at the Production of Labor Video Project on the web at labormedia.net.
And that's our show for this week. Once again, we're asking our labor partners, locals, and regional officers to seriously consider underwriting the show, because working voices in KPFK could really use your support. So please contact the station at 818-985-5735 or kpfk.org to explore the possibilities. We want to hear from you. You can email your comments or questions to workingvoices@aol.com. This is Joe Ayala.
And this is Marissa Remsky.
Our thanks to Dan McCrory, Steve Zeltser, Gary Scott, Carol Lohr, and our guests. But before we let you go, let me remind everyone that next week's special Labor Day guest will be Jennifer Scherer of the Economics Policy Institute. And of course, always remember to educate, agitate, and organize. Have a great week, everybody.
I've got work, baby. Got work to do. I've got a gig. I've got work to do. I've got so much work. Yeah, yeah.
Will Gear Theatricum Botanicum returns this June 6th through October 4th with outdoor repertory theater, events, and educational programs for all ages. A Midsummer Night's Dream is back, alongside Romeo and Juliet, Treasure Island, Noel Coward's Waiting in the Wings, and Bernardo Cubría's dark and incisive new comedy, The People of Pompeii, set in the aftermath of the 2025 Palisades Fire. Theatricum is located in Topanga Canyon, just off the 101 freeway, in the shade of the California live oaks. Explore and picnic in the gardens before the show. Further information available at www.theatricum.com and at kpfk.org.
Donating your car or boat is an excellent way to help KPFK stay alive and on the air. All you have to do is call 877-KPFK-AUTO. That's 877-KPFK.